This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 378 for Thursday, May 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply higher Thursday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's corrective bounce off nearby lows. Canola up 6 to over $11, July up 11.10 at $636.80 per ton. Chart-based speculative positioning was a feature, with contracts moving back above some major moving averages. Gains in Chicago soybeans and European rapeseed futures provided spillover support, although soy oil and Malaysian palm oil held closer to unchanged. Canada exported 672,000 tons of canola in March, according to monthly export data, with China the largest destination, taking just over 500,000 tons. Total canola exports through the current marketing year at just over 4 million tons were running well behind the 6 million tons moved by the same time last year. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher. Soybeans underpinned by chart-based buying and spillover from large advances in soy meal. July beans up 28 cents at $11.99 per bushel. Monthly crush data released yesterday showed 203.7 million bushels of soybeans processed in the U.S. in March. That marked a new record for the month, but was still slightly below trade expectations. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales out this morning of about 420,000 tons were in line with trade estimates. Corn, it's higher with wet Midwestern forecasts, likely to cause some seeding delays. July corn up 9 cents at $4.59 per bushel. Hot and dry conditions are reportedly stressing corn crops going through their pollination and filling stages in Brazil. The USDA reported weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 760,000 tons for delivery during the current marketing year and an additional 33,000 tons of new crop business. Wheat futures higher across the board, with the escalating conflict between Russia and Ukraine providing support. Minneapolis spring wheat up 7 cents in the July contract at $7.09 per bushel. Kansas City up 11 cents in the July hard red wheat contract at $6.36 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 5 cents in July at $6.04 per bushel. Net cancellations of about 20,000 tons of old crop U.S. wheat sales were more than countered by new crop business topping 400,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 2nd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.